That's fine, Oliver. We can invite the rest to sing in with you now, I think. We'll go from the beginning again.
Men should not have to hold back anymore. We've waited long enough. Let's take the floor. So men,
down on an industrial estate in Cardiff Bay, the cast of The Village Social have been rehearsing for weeks ahead of tonight's opening performance. The writers say it's a cross between The Vicar of Dibley and The Wicker Man, so not your conventional sing-along.
You men to dance.
My name's David James and I'm the co-creator of The Village Social. I'm also the musical director on the project. Well, the audience are invited to come to a village social because locally in the village of Caibach, things have been going slightly strange and wrong, and they're having to raise some money to fix some things that have been going wrong in the community. And they've invited a medium to come and contact the dead. It's something that they've never done before. But as the event starts happening during the night, things go slightly wrong. And I mean, Ben and I were very interested in exploring the idea of hysteria and madness within a community, and looking about the kind of the darkness that lies beneath the surface.
Can you handle me as I dangle my hair a tangle, passing wind from every angle?
The musical's going on a tour of small venues across Wales, starting at Rhodri in Caerphilly tonight. The audiences will be tiny compared to the thousands who turned out to witness Michael Sheen star in the company's outdoor production of The Passion in Port Talbot at Easter. Darren Lawrence is an actor who's been involved in both productions. He says touring smaller venues is equally important.
I think it's crucial. I mean, why shouldn't they have any theatre, you know? And also, if theatre wants to attract new audiences, it has to go and outreach to them, as it was expecting them to come to it all the time.
In Penygraig in the Rhondda, local children from the community group Valley Kids are rehearsing their parts in the new musical, which comes to their town next week. That's because National Theatre Wales is using young people on each stop of the tour to make up the supporting cast, and it gives them the chance to perform with a professional company. Catherine Pascal from National Theatre Wales is working with them to perfect their performance.
We needed to have 16 groups of 10 young people in each location. And the guys in Valley's Kids have been so fantastic. They've been out on the street doing happenings to try and spread the word about the show, telling people about it, performing songs from the show, pretending to be characters from the show, making the story really come to life in the week running up to the production.
Connor and Zoe are two of the young people from Penygraig who'll be taking part in the musical.
We've never really done singing before with drama, so it was more exciting than anything, more sort of like something new, a bit of a surprise.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's really fun as well. I really like doing acting and singing. I want to be like something to do with it, and because I've done lots of shows before.
For the 60 or so members of the audience, there'll be plenty of interaction. The musical's creators are promising a raffle, some village hall refreshments, and a depraved orgy of blood. Well, it all starts in Caerphilly County tonight.
Let's